gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. You know, one of the questions that I've been getting a lot lately is, what do I think about the latest attempts by members of Congress to ban TikTok? And, you know, I just got to say, you would think that with the current epidemic of cancel culture and censorship that we're all facing today, I don't know, in many respects, the answer would be kind of obvious, wouldn't it? When all is said and done, your security, my security, our cybersecurity is being used by members of Congress as a pretext to dictate what we can and cannot say. In the end, that's what I think. And the irony here is that the banning of TikTok would actually end up doing very little in protecting the safety and security of our personal information online. And my guest today is a firsthand expert on what's involved precisely in breaching that security. I'm joined once again by Matthew Cox, who has, he was once called the most prolific home title thief in America, and he was on the FBI's most wanted list for years, but today is now an amazing expert in cybersecurity. And you can actually access precisely that kind of expertise and security by clicking on the link below and signing up with Home Title Lock. If you're regular to this channel, you know them well. Home Title Lock is a 24/7 monitoring service that keeps your home title secure. They're offering this service completely free for 30 days if you use promo code TurleyTalks at the link in the description below. So Matthew, welcome back. Great to see you again, my friend.
Great to see you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you know, I'm really interested in your perspective on this. We were chatting a little bit before the interview here. Obviously, you have a unique insight. Everyone's going to find out if they don't know as we chat. But what are your thoughts on this potential ban of TikTok? Is banning TikTok going to solve the vulnerability issues for our personal information online?
You know, no. I mean, maybe it might help, but I personally think that our information is already online. You know, that you can find everybody's social security number, their dates of birth, places of birth, their full names. It's all over the place. You don't even need to download Torah and go on the dark web. You know, the dark web. You can just go to, there are plenty of Russian websites that are run where you can just purchase people's, they call them dumps. It's a dump of information. You can purchase, you know, it hundreds, thousands, hundreds of thousands if you want, depending on what you want to spend. And you can cherry pick whatever type of information you want. And you're going to get it's a full spectrum of what that person is. Everything, name, date of birth, social security number, where they live. I mean, it just depends on what you want to spend, but your information's out there. It's available.
Right. Right. So it's irrelevant whether or not TikTok gets banned.
Right.
I like what you say, because I mean, no, I think it's valid. I mean, maybe TikTok has, there's a unique usage that they have that's specific to them that we may want to get rid of. But in the end, it's not going to solve your vulnerability issues online.
Would have been great if they thought about this, you know, 10 or 20 years ago. It's a little bit late.
Yeah. A little too late. That's right. Well, then why don't you give everyone a little bit of your backstory, Matthew, on how you've become so knowledgeable on cybersecurity issues.
So I was a mortgage broker back in the early 2000s, and I began to commit fraud, to make a little extra money. And it very quickly got out of hand. I've been arrested and indicted by the FBI several times, the Secret Service. I was a career fraudster. At one point I went on the run for 3 years. Ultimately I stole an estimated $55 million It was $55 million in fraud, and the bulk of that fraud was related to title theft, home title theft. The problem is it would be great if it was a simple answer, but there are so many varying types of title fraud that it's hard to, it's more than just going and transferring someone's deed to their house and reselling their house out from underneath them. Mm-hmm. And many times I've actually borrowed money while in the name of a homeowner while they're living in their house.
Right.
And borrowed money, opened up bank accounts, had the money transferred to bank accounts, pulled the money out. And then when the FBI shows up looking for this person, you know, they're still in the house. They think that the homeowner did it. I mean, that's just one example.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Eventually I was caught. I went to federal prison. I did 13 years for bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, a number of crimes, including identity theft, wow. You know, title fraud. They're all title theft.
Right. Right. I was stunned when you guys showed me how easy it is, to access my deed online on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the hardest. How easy is it to hack anyone's title in their home, their deed online, then use that to get a bank loan against the deed to the house?
I would 1 to 10. When I was doing it, you needed a skill set of, you know, 8 to 10. Now, 2 or 3. It's easier than credit card fraud. It would be more difficult for me to get your information and get a credit card in your name than it would be for me to transfer the deed to your house into someone else's name and sell it.
Wow.
Easier, way easier. And easier now than ever.
Yeah, that's what I was so excited to chat with you, because this goes so beyond TikTok. This is what drives me crazy, is a lot of people just like, oh, just we get rid of TikTok, everything is fine. No. This is the internet itself. It's the nature of life itself. Give us a sense of what is it that makes a home title in particular so susceptible to theft in today's cyber-centered world?
Yeah, so I'll give it now more so than when I was active. When I was active, you had to go downtown, go into public records, go through the files. You had to pull the files, print these things out, go home, type it up, you know, that sort of thing. Now I can go into Starbucks with my laptop. I can pull up the deed to your house. I can create a duplicate deed for your house, and I can transfer it out of your name. And let's assume you have, I have 3 mortgages on my house, so there's no equity. I'll satisfy those mortgages. I'll type out a 1-page document and put a notary stamp on it. Everybody has Photoshop. I can make it look like the loans on your house were satisfied, and I now own your house free and clear. And I'm doing all this from Starbucks, by the way.
Yeah, while you're sipping a latte, right?
Right. And their Wi-Fi is not going to come back to me. Right. I can open a couple bank accounts online. I can schedule closings online. I can have those closings in most states online. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to go to a title company or attorney. I can do it online, and I can have that money wire transferred to the bank accounts. And then remove the bank accounts. Either you're sending it to crypto, you want to buy diamonds, gold. There's tons of ways to launder money.
Right.
You know, despite all the rules that are in place, there are many, many ways to get around those rules. And none of those affect me anyway, because I'm doing all of this in a stolen identity.
Right. Right. Right.
I don't really mind if the IRS shows up in 3 weeks to ask me some questions, because I'm not here anymore.
Right. Right. That's what I found so fascinating with this. This is a crime that has this time lingering to it. It's almost like the astronomy. You know, I'm seeing stars and the light that they were given off 2,000 years ago, whatever it was, 2 billion years ago. When the crime hits you as a homeowner, it only hits you months after it was actually committed. That's kind of the, you know, evil genius, as it were, of this thing.
Absolutely. You're notified. Many of my victims were notified when the lender started foreclosing, or they show up and someone's trying to move into their rental property.
Wow. You know,
and they're saying, that's my property. And the guy's like, no, it's not. I rented it from this guy named, you know, Michael Shanahan or whatever.
I got all the paperwork and all.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I close. I have a lease. I have whatever the case may be. It's too late, and I'm gone. The criminal does not have to deal with the consequences, and the homeowner, the actual victims, are ill-equipped to handle it.
Right, right.
You know, the law enforcement is even ill-equipped to handle it.
Right. Yeah, as they are with most cybersecurity issues. It's 2, 3, 4 years ahead of the ahead of their skill sets, as it were. I remember talking to you last time. You mentioned that our home titles are basically on kind of these, you know, clunky, junky county websites that are real easy to hack. Is that still the case?
Well, it's not that they're easy to hack. It's that they're available. You can pull it up.
There you go. Yeah.
You don't need to be a hacker. I could pull up
right
the deed to your house, including the mortgage that's attached to it, any liens on your house, and I can satisfy all of those. And then I can just transfer the deed to your house out of your name into the name of anybody. Right. It could be any stolen identity I want, or I could even create what's called a synthetic identity that has the same name as you. And I could just start borrowing money on the house that you've owned for 10 years.
But if you were doing that to like my Google account, Google would notify me immediately. Whoa, somebody's changing your password. Doesn't the county alert the homeowner?
Let's say your credit. I'll bet you have push notifications on your credit card every time you use it. It says, "Boom, you just bought Starbucks."
Right.
There are a few counties that will notify you. If you've signed up, nobody even knows this is possible. There's very few. Right. There's counties out there.
Yeah, it's several years ahead. Yeah.
There's like 3,500 counties. Right. You know, yeah. Who signs up for this? If you bought your house 20 years ago or 15 years ago, this service didn't even exist. Really, in the last few years, because it's been such a problem, they've recently started saying, hey, if you sign up for this service, we'll notify you if there's a change in your title. Right. And that's great, but that doesn't help a regular homeowner because they don't know what to do from there.
No, right.
And so there's that, and that's honestly, it's almost not worth noting because nobody's signing up for that service.
You know, please go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say it's at this point, it's useless without having an advocate to help you through the process.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's a great segue because that goes right into home title lock. Because that's what you guys offer, this holistic 24/7 literal surveillance of the home title, but then also the support system that you need if someone does begin to mess around with it, correct? Is that the idea? Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what's interesting about your credit card? If your credit card is stolen, there are laws in place that force the banks to immediately give you the money back. But that's not so with your home title, you know? So what happens if you sign up for home title lock, they notify you, you know, hi, by the way, did you just transfer the deed to your house? Or did you borrow a third or fourth mortgage on your house? And of course you say, no, I did not. Well, they'll contact you. They'll go through public records. They'll help you with contacting law enforcement. They will help you get an attorney. They will help you unravel the nightmare situation that you're now in.
Yeah.
And without them, then you're going to need $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to go find yourself a real estate attorney who's then going to have to go through the process. And who knows how long that might take. On top of that, what if, in my case, I've done this in homeowners' names.
Right.
In those cases, most of those lenders did not believe that the homeowner had not been involved. Mm-hmm. And so they did not want to work with the attorney. They wanted to try and foreclose on the property. So now you have to pay for an attorney to fight foreclosures on lenders that are saying you're involved in a fraud that you have no idea about. It really is a nightmare situation.
This is why it's so important to catch the crime as it happens immediately, as opposed to months and months down the road. Correct.
Yeah. Well, that's a fraudster's worst nightmare, is being caught in the middle.
Mm.
Now, luckily, if I were to do something like this and I got away, home title lock can fix the situation for you. Mm. But if I was caught in the middle of it, if you were notified and then able to contact law enforcement were able to apprehend me. Yeah. That's the worst case scenario for a person like me. My people like me bank on you not being notified for 60 days, 90 days, 120 days down the line. I want to be gone 2 or 3 months.
Right.
before you even realize there's a problem.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's what makes us so unique. It's so fascinating. So what do you think is, I mean, what's, when all said and done, what's the best way for homeowners to protect themselves from the headache and the heartache of having their home title stolen?
I mean, there are other companies, but I really do think that Home Title Lock is the premier company in this industry. You know, they're the ones that started doing it. They have state-of-the-art equipment. They have people that are prepared. They have the lawyers. They have law enforcement. They've done everything they can do to make this as safe as possible to work with them and fix these problems as soon as they occur.
Right.
It really is the best situation. And like I said, people have this on their credit card. They have identities that they protect everything except the largest purchase in most Americans' lives, right? Like this is your biggest asset for most middle-class Americans is their home.
Right.
And they have no idea how vulnerable they are.
Wow.
You really need a company like Home Title Lock.
Yeah. Yeah, I was shocked when I found out when I first started working with Home Title Lock how easy it was to access the deed to my home, and not just access it, but change it and the like. Gang, this is why I was so excited to have Matt come on, because I mean, we all have access to one another online, and if you think the offline world's insane, say inside DC, it's possibly even worse online. So I just want all of us to be safe and secure. And that's where Matt and Home Title Lock come in. So make sure to click on that link below, sign up with them today, and you're going to get 30 days completely free. Just use the promo code TurleyTalks, completely free. Click on the link below, 30 days. Use promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret you didn't do something when you could have, right? Do it right now. Do what I've done. Do what countless patrons have done. Click on the link below right now. Secure your home today with Home Title Lock. Use promo code TurleyTalks. Get your first 30 days for free. Matt, well, thank you for resolving TikTok for me. I mean, I was getting a lot of questions about going, you know, I don't know, but it doesn't sound right for me. I just appreciate your perspective so much just on how vulnerable we are online in terms of our information and how this goes way beyond just any particular social media platform. So thanks again for coming on back and chatting with us.
Thank you for having me. We'll be right back.